Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, the 25th of November, 2012. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from To Enjoy Magazine, a monthly publication offering local arts, culture, and entertainment. The second annual Crystal Bridges Museum commemorative issue is now available. To Enjoy thanks everyone for their positive response over the past 3 years. Subscriptions and more information are available at 464-8900 or numeral 2 njoymag.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, a very special kind of rug making. Plus, Becca Martin Brown tells us what's up with shopping for crafts this holiday season.
But first, since 1986, the Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center has provided no-cost health services to uninsured and working poor adults in the area. For the past 24 of those years, the center has been in the Armory Building next to the old Washington County Courthouse. That space has been adapted over the past quarter century to accommodate more clients and more professional volunteers. But the need for such services continues to grow with the region's population, and soon the Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center will be in a new, larger, freshly remodeled home.
We're basically the safety net. People have no other way to go, and we try to help in many areas. We try to be as comprehensive as possible.
Monica Fisher-Massey is the executive director of the Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center. She's been at the center for 11 years, and during her tenure, the center has expanded its hours of service from being open 2 days a week to its current 5 days and one evening per week schedule. There are more professional volunteers, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and dentists than ever before, about 75. But still, the need for medical service outstrips the capacity of the current center.
If somebody asks me how we're doing, I always say our business is booming. We never lack for patients.
In 2000, the center had 2,000 patient visits. Last year, that number was 11,500 visits. Many of the clients not only have opportunities to see medical and dental personnel they wouldn't otherwise have access to, but they can take advantage of classes for such specific topics as diabetes or nutritional cooking. The Armory, where the center has been since 1988, has about 6,000 square feet. The new location will provide about 10,000 square feet.
And that's why we are moving to expand our services. We will be open more hours, plus we will nearly double the number of rooms that we have.
Last week, John Moores, the center's director of development, opened a side door to enter what will soon be the new Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center.
Main entrance will be here. When you first come in, the registration and reception area will be here, with a little seating area here for folks waiting to go to the reception desk. And that's the pharmacy. Another little waiting area here so people can wait while their prescriptions are getting ready.
The new center isn't far from the current downtown location. The building was most recently the Washington Regional Center for Exercise, a gym that had an open floor plan to accommodate weight machines, rowing machines, and treadmills. Now there are walls in that space that define waiting rooms, examination rooms, and offices. Those new facilities can handle more clients and make room for more volunteers. There will be twice as many medical examination rooms and twice the number of dental exam rooms. But John Moores acknowledges that means more expenses in the future, and he's been asked about sustaining the center.
We say all we can tell you is that we've been here for 26 years in this community. We've grown, but each year that we've grown and had an increased need for support, the community has always been there. So can I guarantee the future? No, but can I predict, I hope confidently, on the past 26 years of history is, yes, what we need. The community has been there for us, and we expect that to continue.
John Moore says the project's architect, Marlon Blackwell, has set a comfortable tone that should place clients and volunteers alike in a calm state. The new spot will increase the free parking for patients from about a half dozen spaces at the current location to about 70. The new center is easily accessible to a bus stop at the adjacent Veterans Administration campus. Also adjacent to the new location is the Northwest Arkansas campus of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, a facility that can potentially provide more volunteers like medical and pharmaceutical students. The move to a new location needed many things to become reality, including volunteers. Volunteers, both medical professionals and laypeople, are so important because, remarkably, the Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center operates with 2 full-time and 8 part-time employees. As the population has boomed in Northwest Arkansas in the 26 years of the health center's existence, the need for the center's services has grown, too. John Moore says depending on the research you use, the number of uninsured adults in Benton and Washington counties is placed between 40 and 50,000 men and women.
One of our services, in addition to providing the medical and dental, meeting those needs of our patients, we have what's called a patient advocate position. And that position has two primary responsibilities. One is to find referrals to specialists for things that we can't treat here. If somebody needs a service or a specialty treatment like surgery or some other health care that we can't provide to our volunteers, then that's what she does. She finds the referrals. The other thing she does is to find medications for the patients who can't afford them. And I think we've all seen the commercials on TV that say, if you can't afford this medication, please call this number. Well, that's a patient assistance program to help people with their drugs that are really expensive. In 2011, we provided 5 drugs to patients that if they were have to be purchased in the local drugstore, would have cost over $350,000 just for those 5 medications for those patients who needed those medications in 2011. So it's just amazing what goes on sort of behind the scenes. People know that we provide medical care and dental care, but those kind of services tend to fly under the radar. But without those kinds of those results from our patient advocates' efforts, boy, it's just amazing.
The construction phase of the new center is expected to be completed sometime next month. The plan is to be able to stage the complicated move of the files, equipment, and furniture in one weekend. Close the doors on Friday evening. Be ready to see patients the following Monday. For Monica Fisher-Massey, the executive director at the Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center, this pending move is helping a dream come true. She says it's a dream that's reinforced every day she's worked at the center for the past 11 years.
When I come to work and patients come in, I walk through the lobby and I see such a great need, and that reminds me of what my needs and what my wants are. What I have wants, not needs. The basic needs are filled. Those of our patients are not.
You can learn more about the Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center at nwafreehealthcenter.org.